Welcome to Focal Point Podcast. I'm Kobe Roseman.
I'm Davis Bailey.
And today we're eating Cheerios. So, we're just going to eat Cheerios, and that's about it. Davis, any thoughts on that?
I mean, we're eating Honey Nut Cheerios, so...
It's pretty good.
Call that positive.
They're pretty basic cereal, though.
Yeah, so... Something I was wanting to ask you about, because I know that you have a history with the subject, is kind of like a doomsday zombie apocalypse prep guide.
That was really random.
Yeah. Okay. So for the listeners that don't know, Kobe's father actually at one point was into doomsday prep.
Yeah. I mean, we still are a little bit. We have a closet in the house, and I probably shouldn't share this because in the event of a zombie apocalypse, now everyone's going to come to this closet, but it's called the survival closet. We have, like, I don't know, maybe 3 gallons of water and some, like, water purifier, some ramen noodles, stuff like that. But yeah, that's more of just, you know, in case things go bad, we have a little solution there.
So in your opinion, where would be, you know, the optimal hideout? Yeah.
So, I'd say someone's ranch somewhere, because you don't want to be in a populated area, but you also want someplace that's developed enough for you to have access. Honestly, I think the best place to be in the zombie apocalypse is Tucker Ridman's ranch.
Okay.
Because it's like 10 minutes away from like a very small city with like a grocery store and stuff like that. But then again, he has like so much land, and you would be definitely safe, and he has like fences and stuff. So
okay,
that'd be a good place to be.
That's interesting. The only thing I worry about in that situation is actually getting there, because I feel like if an epidemic or a disaster breaks out, like your highways are going to be gridlocked. You're not really going to have easy access to a place like that.
So that's why you need a helicopter.
Well, I've always thought, like, for those of us that can't afford a helicopter, we need to have somewhere that is accessible by either walking or biking or running or something, because when the roads are gone, you need to have somewhere you can be.
Do you ever go biking?
I do, actually. I bike pretty regularly. Definitely a big fan of White Rock Lake.
Okay.
The Arboretum actually has certain days where there's like $1 Arboretum passes and you can go in.
Do you and Mackenzie take advantage of those $1 passes?
I've been there a couple times. I've taken advantage of that. Something that's nice is the $1 passes. And then if you take your bike there, ride your bike there, then you can just do the trail around that afterwards. And then you have pretty much a full day's worth of activities for $1.
Okay. Yes or no? Gardening.
Gardening?
It's a yes or no question.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Now I know.
I mean, it's just too much. I don't really like plants that much.
I don't need to know. It was a yes or no question.
Okay. Let's develop a little strategy here. I'm talking HQ.
Okay.
Game that has swept the nation, that we get a lot of hype around that one, especially in our grade, and especially, you know, around Dallas.
So HQ Trivia, if you don't know what it is, it's an app where basically it's a live game show.
Yeah.
And whoever, if you guess 12 questions right, and I say guess because they're really weird questions sometimes, but if you make it to the 12th question and you get that question right, then you get to split the prize money with everyone else that gets it around the world. So it's like a live game show, but you get to play on your phone.
And the prize is typically $2,000 or $4,000.
Yeah.
And that prize can be anywhere from one person may win it, get the whole thing, or I've seen it as much as like 10 people win it, 20, 30 people win it. And so we need to develop, like, what's the optimal HQ strategy?
So I'd say, in my experience, two ways. One, you have to refer people, because when you refer people, you get that extra life, and that extra life is crucial, because there's always these weird questions. They call them savage questions, and they're hard to get right.
Yeah.
So that's my first way. Second way is you have to play in a group.
Yeah.
Because, you know, more people means more knowledge. There's just such random facts that, like, there's no way you can study for it or just be, like, a smart person and get stuff right. You just have to have people from
have a broad base of knowledge. Something I was thinking about is that if we were ever in a situation at school where they did one during school, if they mixed up the times a little bit and we somehow had an assembly, I was thinking that we could have, you know, 10 phones up on stage. We could have all of the master teachers up on stage, and then we could have, like, a buzzer system.
That's a good
one.
So
you read the question, You've got one person assigned to each film.
You actually need to tell Canyon about that. Yeah. That's a really good idea.
And so the master teacher, whoever knows it, or if one of the 10 people knows it, buzzes and says, all right, I know the answer. It is baseball. And then everyone hits baseball, and you have one person who's designated as the safety guesser who guesses an opposite answer. So, like, if it's a confused one, you get the designated safety guesser goes with soccer or whatever.
And we definitely have enough people in the entire upper school to organize that.
Yes, and I think that really it's just numbers is the way to go on that one. So odds are with any of these, like, science questions or history questions, one of our faculty members is going to know it and can shout out the answer. Everyone plugs it in.
That's a good one.
But if they don't, we've got, like...
Okay, one downside to that. I don't want to, you know, poke a hole in your plan, but say everyone wins. That's a lot of people splitting like $2,000.
We'd all get $5. I mean, it'd also be like the biggest win of all time on HQ.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Most people.
It'd
ever.
Be so exciting.
Uh-huh.
This has been Focal Point Podcast. I'm Kobe Roseman.
I'm Davis Bailey.